That winter was colder far than any that I remember. Snow fell on snow and turned to ice where it lay. The girl lived above me, and the last time I saw her was 2 or 3 days before Valentine's Day. The sound of her typewriter was loud sometimes late at night, and I heard her cry once or twice in the day. Each morning I watched her as she walked to the telephone and shivered there talking to who I can't say. That afternoon she played the same record endlessly into the night. It wasn't easy to bear. I woke the next morning to the cries of the children, but a window left open to the cold morning air. Broke down the front door with the help of a passerby. The smell of the gas so strong it made our throats roar. She left bread for the toddler and some milk for the baby, and a towel soaked with water jammed under the door. They closed the doors gently on the back of the ambulance. My breath froze before me as they drove her away. A day or two later, her husband came by and moved in his mistress on Valentine's Day. I think of her now and then and how she would talk to me, a foolish old man with my hair turned to grey. And somewhere I still have a card that I bought